CJLO 1690 AM. Great A Explosives is what you were listening to. You just heard a track called Mutated Conscience, which is by a Toronto one-man thrash band called Fracture, which I'll be doing an interview with. Hold on. No, that's not right. Let me check my papers again. Reaching for papers that are near here to make noises. Hoping this picks up. Right, okay, so, silly me, I said I need to do an interview. What I meant was I needed to air an interview. Silly Andrew, never figuring out what's going on. And that wasn't just an extremely long way for me to make a bit to see how well papers off to the side would pick up on this microphone. No. Don't be foolish. Don't be stupid. Before that, you heard a track from Respire from Toronto. That's two Torontoites. Torontonians? There we go. That's the word. That's off their album Hyreth, and the track is called Voiceless, Nameless. And starting everything off with some Spectral Wound with a Coin Upon the Tongue off of Songs of Blood and Mire. Chaos Alchemy, Songs of Blood and Mire. Hyreth doesn't quite. Hyreth is too kind of like pithy. I don't even mean like pithy as far as its meaning, just as far as like the length. So it doesn't quite fit into the Chaos Alchemy, Songs of Blood and Mire that's happening with the rest of what's going on there. I amuse myself, and sometimes that's the only person that you have to amuse. I'm not saying. I'm just saying. I have to get a bunch of CanCon in this, the first part of the show here, because I'm going to be doing some non-CanCon with Ed Hockley coming up here in the second part of the show, which I already told you about. You get to hear an interview before you see them at Turbo House on the 29th. That's all fine and good. You can buy tickets now, or you can buy them at the door. Buy them now because they're going to be cheaper and you don't want to miss the band. So there. They're playing with Mulch and Typeface, I think, is the two that they're playing with. I'm pretty sure that's right. I'll look it up later. I should have looked it up beforehand before I started talking about it. But you know what? I'm not Google. You know, you have Google. You can find this stuff out. I'm sorry. I got a little heated there. I apologize. Let's play you some things that are a bit lighter on CanCon. Like, you know, they're not quite as heavy. I'll play you some of The Aphelion, which is different from In Aphelion, which is not the same band. In Aphelion is from Ottawa. They have a record called Nascence. I'm going to play The Seed of Doubt. In Aphelion, I'm not going to play. And I'm not going to go into more about them. And then I'm going to play some Dead Karma for you with Space Camaro off of The Space Camaro. See, it's not quite a title track. Not quite. It's that close. But anyway, let's play you some proggy stuff and then some psyche stuff. Yeah, that sounds good. So keep it locked. Great A Explosive, CJLO 1690 AM. And because I'm feeling generous, you know, here's some parts of this Ed Hockley interview. I'm going to splice them into this music here. Let's start off with a part, and then we'll get to Infelion. Yeah, this is a good idea. A very good idea indeed. CJLO 1690 AM.
Because you said you're from Pennsylvania originally?
Correct. Yeah, that's right. From Lancaster, actually, since we brought up the specter of it. Yeah, and I'm shocked that someone from outside of the area said it correctly right off the top. So, that, I mean, good on you, John.
I mean, I've lived in PA pretty much my whole life, so I'm pretty accustomed to some of the names here.
The pronunciations.
I've developed a pretty bad speech impediment because of living in Pittsburgh. So I botched the English language.
Understood.
I feel like Lancaster is like the British way to say it, though, right?
Yeah. It goes totally against the grain for most of places, or most places that it has the name. So,
Like North Versailles.
Oh. Or Dubois.
Dubois, yeah.
LaCroix, as I've heard people say.
LaCroix, yeah.
LaCroix, yeah.
Are just listening to this is in the famously visual medium of radio are not going to be able to see this, but both of the members of this band are wearing a classic horror movie shirts right now.
Oh yeah, that's great.
Which is
true. I didn't even realize that.
Yeah, I did. Yeah, well, thank you for pointing that out.
The fly and alien for those just tuning in on the dial.
Did you do?